Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Missing Arrowette Inman.
I am Asha Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people.
Yeah.
Who support us here on Patreon.
On the Patreon. No, Ashley.
Now, Jason.
What are we talking about on this episode?
We're talking
about Arrow. That should be tied into our Arrowette Geek Casuals an Extra episode.
We're talking about Young Justice Outsiders.
Ooh, now, Young Justice Outsiders.
If Jason and our listeners cast their minds to the way, way back, you may remember that we actually talked about the first three episodes Outsiders.
We did a review as a Geek Casuals an Extra way back.
But now we have a lot more geography on it. And we know that there is one more season coming, so I thought we could talk a little bit about the show, but hopefully more specifically about Artemis / Arrowette.
Okay.
Because she has a pretty big transformation. We see her go from Artemis to being Tigress. Mm-hmm. We see her mirroring Sissy's struggle in the Young Justice comic book, where she's like, do I want to be a superhero? Do I want to be a normal person? Can I balance these parts of my lives? And see what we think about it and maybe where we would like to see her go in the next, and I mean, at this rate, the way HBO Max is going, possibly last season of Young Justice. I feel like every season of Young Justice is maybe the last season of Young Justice. Mm-hmm. So, overall, Jason, what are your thoughts on Young Justice Outsiders, the long-awaited third season?
I'm going to say the same thing I said in the podcast. I love Young Justice.
Mm-hmm.
So please relax, everybody.
It's just an opinion.
If you love it, I'm very happy for you.
And all opinions are correct because they're your opinion.
Because they're an opinion. They cannot be right or wrong.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I thought Young Justice Outsiders was a step down. And I thought Young Justice Outsiders, you could see the budget, that they had reduced the budget comparatively to season two. And I think the biggest identifier of that is that there are so many episodes towards the end where they do freeze frame montages, where this is an animated cartoon and nobody's moving. And we're just seeing like image upon image fading on each other.
And people are speaking telepathically.
Yeah.
Not even their mouths.
Yeah. And I know they're doing that because they don't have to animate those frames. I could do that in Adobe Premiere.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that in Flash. I could do that in iMovie. So they did that to save money. And I think it hurts the storytelling. There is no big confrontation at the end. Like, there's one battle where Geo-Force fights his uncle again that we saw in the first episode. But I know you're talking about Arrowette or Artemis or whatever the hell her name is. I don't know, man, because I didn't really like her arc in this. I thought her arc kind of seemed like she was going to be giving up the superhero game and getting with the Harper clone, whose name I can't remember, who I think is great, Will. And then they decided that they thought they were like brother and sister, so they couldn't do that.
I actually think Will Harper looks like you, but with red hair.
Okay, cool.
Every time I see him, I think he looks like you.
I think he's much more fit than I am, but sure.
Well, I think he looks like you.
Yeah, I don't know. There was something lacking in this season, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What did you think?
I thought parts of this season were incredibly charming. I thought Halo was a really interesting character, a great update for kind of like Arrowette, kind of a nothing character who only has a couple brief appearances. They used her to do really interesting things.
I thought the cyborg stuff was cool.
Yeah, a cyborg is a character who I think it's hard to do something new with, unfortunately. And I think Xena Robinson really crushed it. It was really great.
Is that who voices Cyborg?
Yes.
Oh.
I also think that Forager is endlessly I loved Forager. I thought Forager was great.
You know who I thought had the best season in Young Justice Outsiders?
Tell me.
And I kind of think this has a lot to do to a certain CW show, Black Lightning.
Black Lightning.
I thought Black Lightning was astounding.
Voiced by Kari Payton.
Kari Payton.
The OG cyborg.
Yeah.
Black Lightning. The thing that I'm learning about Black Lightning in a post-Black Lightning the TV show world is he's a great addition to anything. Black Lightning is a really, he's a great addition to the crossover.
He's
a great character.
I've been loving Black Lightning, and I've been a big fan of Black Lightning, and I love his 90s costume.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since the Superman writers in the mid-2000s made him a supporting character of that book.
Yep. Because he's from... you talk about in the Black Lightning
episode. Because he's from Metropolis.
Yeah, he's from Suicide Slums. Yeah.
And ever since that 2000, mid-2000 run, ever since then, I've been like, Black Lightning's so cool. So I'm actually glad that Black Lightning is now getting the respect that I've thought he's always deserved, even though I know this is an Arrowhead episode.
That's okay.
Sorry.
This is the extra. But that's a big part of Black Lightning Year One as well, is when they move back to Suicide Slum. And they're like,
drawn by friend of the show, Cully Hamner.
Why are you taking us here, Dan?
Who is great.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But yeah, overall, I think Young Justice is suffering from the same problem that every superhero TV show hits around its third season. Every CW show has hit it.
What's that problem?
Some of the Marvel shows have hit it. There's too many damn characters.
Because
every season, the shows seem to feel a burden that we need to introduce these characters. I don't know if that's just the shared osmosis. I don't know if something's in the water in the writers' rooms. I don't know if that's a mandate from...
DC?
You know, from the upper echelon producers who are like, we need to keep this new and fresh. But especially with Young Justice, where we're doing time jumps and we're trying to introduce new teams, now we're in service of three Young Justice teams. And I just think it's too many characters, and then characters who were previously really interesting or
Nightwing
or starting to get really interesting. Miss Martian.
Nightwing is like in
Miss
four
Martian
episodes.
Doesn't get good until the second season, and then she becomes epic, and then she doesn't do much in this
season.
She
has like nothing to do in this season.
Where's Tim Drake in this season?
Not around.
They kind of get short shrifted, which I think is a bummer. And unfortunately, I think Artemis is one of those characters. Now, you mentioned her, the sort of like C or D story of her relationship with Will. And we do see a lot of it on, quote unquote, on camera. We see a lot of it in the show.
Sure.
We spend a lot of time at their house with their dog and with Leanne, who they call Leon. And
we spend a lot of time in season three just with people in their civilian clothes instead of their superhero outfits. Which actually kind of bothered me too.
To the point, especially like where they're having, when they're with their children, which like, I think that's great.
Oh yeah, I didn't know who was
who.
But
I was like, are you Rocket or are you Karen? Like, because you're in your civvies and there's nothing identifying who you are.
Yeah, are you Dinah Lance or are you Iris West?
Yeah.
I don't know which one you are.
Yeah, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
I really thought they were going to make Will and Artemis a thing. And it was so nice. I love a slow burn for a romance. They were really slow with it. I thought the kiss was really earned. And I personally was like shattered when they were like,
you're
my brother. And I was like, no, you had a chance to do something really interesting, because they went out of their way to give her that final goodbye to Wally, which was nice if completely unnecessary.
I hated it.
Completely unnecessary, but it's nice to see Wally again.
Sure. To be honest with you, I would like that episode so much more if that was Wally coming back from the Speed Force like he did in the comic books. But the fact that that is a remnant of Artemis who is like, you need to get over me. I'm like, I'm over this.
Yeah.
I'm over this, because I know for the characters it's been 3 to 4 years.
Same as with the viewers.
Yeah. It's like, come on.
But to me, to do that and then to not pay it off by having Artemis actually take a meaningful step in her life, like dating Will, I think is a mistake. And it would have been so nice. I really like it when superhero and genre can reflect social issues. And I don't even mean anything big and heady like representation or racism or societal woes, but like if Artemis and Will got together and they were romantically involved and they're raising Leanne, like what a modern blended family that would be. And that would
reflect because Artemis would be the stepmother.
It's her niece. She's the aunt.
Yeah.
Slash stepmother. Well, it's Cheshire and Roy's baby.
That's correct.
And he would be the uncle as well. And so I just think it would be really interesting to be like, sometimes aunts and uncles raise other people's children. Sometimes grandmothers
like Aunt May and Uncle Ben.
Exactly. Like, I think it could have said a lot to the younger viewers that hey, blended families are cool.
Come get your wheat cakes, Peter.
We do that. Come get your wheat cakes, Leanne. The most important thing is they have a dog. But yeah, I think kind of like you, I think this season, particularly through the lens of Artemis, is kind of a missed opportunity.
Yes.
And I'm just going to level with you, and I'm sorry if anyone likes it. I hate the Tigress costume. And
I do too.
I hate the name. I get that You should have just called her goddamn Artemis. You should have just called her Arrowette.
She called her Arrowette.
I get that you're trying to give her an actual superhero identity, and I understand that Cheshire is a cat. So what else is a cat? A tigress. And tigress is an old, old-timey DC superhero name. I just don't think it works, and I think the costume's fugly.
I agree. So. Is there anything else you have to talk about on this?
Nope, that's kind of all I wanted to talk
I mean, this
about.
Is kind of on the shorter side, because I kind of feel like I've said everything I need to say about this without... Well, I feel if I go any further, I'm just going to be bashing that season.
Yeah, and we don't mean to come off like that at all, but that's the question that I framed it under.
Just didn't enjoy it. Yeah. It was the one thing on DC Universe I was looking the most forward to, and maybe that means my expectations were so super high, but...
I do think that's part of it. I think you and I went into it with a lot of baggage.
Well, look, let's be honest here. Season one of Young Justice, not great.
Not great.
It has some great episodes, but it also has some terrible episodes. Season two is Young Justice just seals in.
But I'm kind of hoping, like my feelings about Titans, that in season two, they've kind of figured out what they're doing with the show, and it really levels up. And that would make me happy.
Yeah, but four seasons to level up.
Well, no,
just like
season two leveled up, right, from season one.
I hope so, but I don't know.
It's a lot of new people. It's new circumstances. Mm-hmm. You know? But you're right. Like four seasons, you're like, have you figured out how to make it?
We should know how to make this show, guys.
A TV show. I also do want to say for the listeners, because this is the extra and we're, you know, you're kind of in our inner circle here. Sometimes when characters have only been around for like 30 issues, it's really hard to come up with topics to talk about on the extra because you've kind of exhausted it all in the main lesson.
Yeah, I know that. Sometimes coming up with the extra topics is the hardest thing.
Yeah. And then sometimes you don't diverge.
So that's why we appreciate you guys listening
to
this.
We do. We definitely, definitely do.
By the way, you should all know.
That's a real thing.
I have issued a warning to this employee.
To Max Mercury?
No. Hashtag Mercury, yes. I have issued a warning to this employee, but our GHL intern, Brago, GHL intern Cat Brago, is currently taking a bath in the Geekcatcher Lesson studio.
He's nude in the studio right now.
And I've told him that he cannot do that. It is not politically correct. It's not fair to you, Ashley, to see a male cat licking his nether regions.
Just flagrantly.
Just flagrantly. He's doing it right now. And
can you hear it?
So yeah, there you go. That's what you get in the extra right now. You know that Brego, the intern cat, has been given his first warning. And if he gets two more, he's... out of here.
He's fired.
He is out of the studio.
I don't think
permanently.
I don't think you're gonna do
permanently.
Out. Permanently.
Yes, you can go that way. Thank you so much for your support, dear listeners. Thank you so much for our extra diversions. I hope you guys like Young Justice season 3. I am excited for season 4. I want more New Gods.
Yeah.
I want to see Mr. Miracle. That's who I want to see.
I want to see Big Barda.
Well, if you see Mr. Miracle, you get Big Barda, of course. Yeah.
You want them to have a baby?
Yes, I want them to have
baby,
Jacob.
Baby Justice?
Jacob.
Baby Justice?
It's not Justice, it's Jacob.
His name is West.
Well, in the real life, his name is West. That's a reference only like 10 people will get. So that's time to end. Thank you so much for listening. I am Jason Jazzy Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.
Bye.